95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. Very happy to bring one of eight. He is one of eight in all of NASCAR to be a part of the chase for that championship. That's the pilot of the 88 car. That's Alex Bowman right there. Let's hear it for him. Alex Bowman. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, doing really well. How about you?
Thanks for getting up and doing some morning radio. I know you guys love to wake up early on non-race days. It is another exciting weekend. We get to head to Texas and see what you can, what kind of fun you can pull out of that track as you got a couple races before the big season finale. How has this season been for you? We've talked to some other drivers who have said, like, it's just been so weird because there weren't fans for a long time, and then you get a few fans. And it's how has this been as far as your ride the last several months?
Yeah, it's definitely been weird. You know, obviously the shutdown was really odd. It was like a mini off season right in the middle of the year, and then we got back racing and we raced a ton there for quite a while between midweek shows and doubleheaders and stuff like that. And then now we're kind of back to a normal schedule, but still don't really have the normal fans and stuff. So. It has definitely been weird, but it's been a good year for us. You know, we've had our fair share of ups and downs. We won really early and then kind of fell off through the summer and have been really good here lately. So it's been different. It's just such a weird thing to go to the racetrack and not hear screaming fans everywhere and not to have people all over the place. So it's been a little difficult to get used to that.
Was there any part of that that you thought, oh, this is, I kind of like this. I like maybe in 2021, NASCAR should pick this up, like either the midweek races or the back-to-backs or the double. Is there any part of that that you enjoyed the most?
Yeah, there's quite a few things about it that I really like, honestly. I mean, I think it's hard to say you don't like the schedule just in how it's one-day shows. You're in and out. I feel like we have too much practice, honestly, on normal race weekends. So I really enjoy the fact that we don't have 4 hours of practice before a race. But, you know, there are weeks that I do miss practice a little bit. But honestly, showing up and racing has been fantastic.
Well, it's been great to follow your career in this 88 car, and you got a couple more races, and you get to change numbers. Tell me about that that feeling when you realize, oh my God, I'm stepping into the 48 car next year.
Yeah, it's from one set of big shoes to another, right? It's been awesome to drive the 88, and obviously getting the 88 back in victory lane was really, really special. You know, it's been a lot of fun, but I'm excited to work with Ally and transition to the 48. I'm really glad that it's really our same race team, our same people, just a number change and sponsor change. So I'm excited to continue my relationship with my race team, and you know, to grow that relationship with Ally is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, it's the 88 will be cruising around the track looking for a win this weekend. Not that you don't ever not look for a win, but I would imagine just watching you drive, I don't feel like you are a point counter guy, or do you have to at this point in the season?
You know, I think we haven't really points raced much. I would say maybe like the end of the round of 16 or the Roval at the end of the round of 12,
right.
Maybe got a little conservative, but you know, the round of 8, we have to win. We got really good stage points in both stages last week, and we finished third and we lost points to the cutoff line. So, you know, we really need to win. We don't have a ton of playoff points to fall back on. So we need to get a win and lock ourselves in. And I think Texas is a great place for us to do that. So hopefully we'll get our Acronis Camaro up front. We've been really good there in the past, and you know, we've been really strong lately. So hopefully we'll have it dialed in and be ready to go.
Well, and obviously I'm sure the advantage of being one of the lucky eight right now, and the way this playoff chase has gone, and without any practice, without any qualifying, is that you're starting two or three rows deep in this thing. So that's a good thing as well.
Yeah, for sure. Rolling off fifth is good. Wish we were a little closer to the front, but fifth is not bad. Texas is like really about track position. Clean air is key. You know, in the spring we saw cars finish first and second that didn't really run well all day, and they made a great call to stay out, and they held off the field on multiple restarts. Nobody could pass them. So I think, you know, if we can get up front, that'll be great. It's been a hit-and-miss racetrack for us, but I'm excited to get back there.